This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Vijay Vachaswaran of The Economist magazine is here, and he's very generous to talk with me about what I see right now as the challenges ahead that are very difficult to solve because we inherit a civilization that is built on 2,000 years of architecture that is precious to us. And I use the example from The Economist magazine in this month of Bath. You all know Bath because we've had to read the English novel, you see, and everybody goes to Bath 200 years ago, even 100 years ago. But right now, I read from The Economist, Bath is an extreme example of a trade-off faced by much of the country, Britain. Britain has the oldest housing stock in Europe, with one in five homes more than 100 years old. Period features are prized and often protected by law. Yet as efforts to cut carbon emissions intensify, they are clashing with attempts to preserve heritage. The term of art is a delicate balance. Vijay, this is a story that isn't as pressing here in America because we're younger than 200 years in our housing stock. Wood tends to not age that long. But Bath is a beautiful city built out of stone. What is to be done? Is there one version to recommend to countries in Europe that have old and legacy architecture?
This is a thorny problem, right? People prize heritage. In fact, it's legally protected, right? Landmark buildings and such cannot be modified. To some degree, we have this in New England, where I grew up in Connecticut and Massachusetts. We do have 400 or 500-year-old buildings that still stand and that are still protected. And they are drafty and uncomfortable. They're not great, right, as far as housing stock goes, but they look very pretty. And so we have to face the hard truth that not all of them can be preserved in every detail. So the kind of workarounds that we need to come to, pick a handful of them, some proportion. Not all old buildings need to be preserved in every detail. The ones with historical significance or most aesthetic beauty as determined by society or some panel of experts, those, sure, save them exactly as they are, as though they're museum pieces. But most of the rest, you could probably have a gradation, a grade one, grade two, grade three, whereby they're allowed to be modified. Let's say preserve the facade, but the interior can be gut renovated with proper insulation, modern double or triple glazed windows. We can get most of the way there to getting a building to be much more heat efficient and therefore climate efficient while preserving the things that people think of as its authenticity, that is typically its facade.
Is there conversation about this going on in Europe? Because there is the crunch. Why do Americans go to Europe? To look at those old buildings and marvel how people live. Does Italy begin? Does France begin? Does Germany begin this conversation?
I think it's very early, and that's because, of course, the heritage, tourism is a huge industry, but also the cultural pride in these places is a huge part of the national identity of these countries. It's running, that tends to be the older generation. The younger generation, Europe, of course, is very green and leads the world in its environmental sensibility. So I think we're actually going to see a generational challenge here. And over time, we know which generation will win, the youth. They had time on their side. And so I think over time, we'll see that there will be choices made to selectively preserve, but overwhelmingly to upgrade the housing stock and the building stock.
I credit the people of Bath. They are talking about this. That's why the attention to this article. But right now, look around you. What is it that everybody wants? An older house or a house that a salt box, for example, of New England that dates from the early 19th century. Well, that is extremely inefficient when it comes to climate and must be attended to expensively or a teardown. Vijay Vachaswaran, he is the energy and climate innovation editor for The Economist magazine. He's the author of several books about energy, that one of which is extremely prescient and is as relevant today as it was near decades ago. Power to the People, How the Coming Energy Revolution Will Transform an Industry, Change Our Lives, Bath Too, and Maybe Even Save the Planet. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.